Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
Cattle futures today were relatively quiet trading here. We did retest the previous highs from Friday. March futures went up to 131.70, where on Friday they went to 131.75. So we were unable to get through those levels. Live cattle were anywhere from 20 lower to 20 higher, with February down 7.5 at 120.17. Friday, and at the end of last week, we had some pretty strong cash trading, so that was considered a little bit positive coming into the week. Lack of very much follow through at this point. Box beef at midday was at 58 on choice at 191. Select up 7 cents, 186.57. The feeder cattle index is 133.28, up 103. And we're in the last trading days for the January futures that expire on Thursday, the 26th. So that convergence between the index and the cash market are going to come together. Today we're having about 12,000 in Oklahoma City, which a lot of them will go into that index, and they're calling it maybe a touch lower at this point. And seasonal expectations at this point are of course, weaker in the spring months for the feeder cattle. We have not seen that just yet. The markets remain pretty strong. I mean, we're only one day removed from the highest levels we've seen in months now.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed trading day today for the grain futures. Corn and wheat were both higher, and soybeans were a touch lower. We've had 3 or 4 days of lower trade in the beans, of course. It seems like the beans will trade lower 3 or 4 days, and then they'll spike, all based on what's going on in South American weather. At this point, the South American weather is sending some pretty confusing mixed signals here. A lot of areas are really dry. A lot of them are really wet. And the combination of those two is really sending some mixed signals in terms of what the market's going to do. Weather-wise, this time of year, the South American weather is the most important thing due to the fact that we're not really growing anything in the northern hemisphere for the corn and soybeans. We really watch that. And then there's a lot of talk of the new administration and what impact they're going to have. They've withdrawn from the TPP and then the renegotiation of NAFTA. Both of those could really change what we're seeing here in the grain futures because that's what we sell. We sell a lot of corn, a lot of beans, a lot of cotton overseas. And the renegotiation of those and our trade deals could have an impact on what we get for those crops here in the United States. Hedge funds today, where it looks like they were selling some beans, buying wheat. And that was kind of the big thing. Looks like they finished the day neutral on their corn trade.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.